Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and do an audio boo. I am currently in the middle of feeding Cadence, my daughter. And now that I'm not half asleep, I can do this audio boo. Basically, I'm just trying to figure out what to do. Like, my mind has just been all over the place, like, everywhere. Like, one minute I'm so inspired to do so many different things, yet I don't know where to start. I'm excited about starting school at the end of the month. And, like, I want to do documentaries and such. Like, stuff like Geraldo did, shadowing people, like, different jobs that they do, and write about it, basically. And, my friend told me to, maybe I should get back into vlogging on YouTube. Because I only did, like, one video, and that was well over a year, two videos, that was, like, well over a year ago. I never really stuck to it. And then I got pregnant, and got occupied with that. So, I'm wondering if I should just start there, and start a new, video about what I want to do in terms of journalism. And there's a few people that I already know that I want to shadow. And this is going to be weird, but one of them is a crime scene cleaner. And his name is Neil Smither. He cleans up after murders, suicides, homicides, accidental death, natural death, stuff like that. I'm not going to go into details right now unless someone asks, because I've read a couple books on it. There's a journalist named Alan Emmons that wrote this book called Mop Men that was absolutely fabulous, shadowing this man named Neil Smither that works out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And he used to have a show out called True Grime. And it only had like 3 episodes because it was just that graphic, and they wanted him to start scripting, you know, like a lot of these reality TV shows. And he said, it's just too serious. You can't script death. You can't script cleaning up real death messes. And, not to mention, he said it was way too hazardous and dangerous for a camera crew to pursue doing what they were doing. So, that was smart on his end. So, I've talked to him a couple times and told him I'd love to interview him sometime on his job, on what he does. I would love to go out to California and meet him and actually shadow what he does. But with me being sight impaired, I don't think he would let me anyways. But I'm sure I found a way around it, though. I could probably do a phone interview and just talk to him. But he's a very busy person. And talk to him more about his job and hear more of his stories. And make a little documentary out of that. That's another one I want to start. That's my first one. I still gotta finish my NFB documentary, my little experience with that. I never did. I have the video and stuff. I just don't know where to start with it. I'm not good. I had to learn more about video editing and such. There was somebody, a couple other people that I wanted to interview and talk to them about, you know, what they do too. But, like, a lot of extreme things. Kind of like Vice News. I think that would be really cool to do something like that. And write about it. And another thing that I want to take up is Spanish. I want to start learning my Spanish again. I don't know. It just clicked in my head one day, you know. Like, I want to start learning Spanish again. That would be really cool. I have a couple years under my belt, but I just don't remember it, like, in terms of the grammar and stuff like that, and, verbs and placements of certain words and stuff like that. I'd have to do probably a whole refresher course on that. And just finding the time to do all this while having a youngin. I also want to travel, like, I want to travel around different parts of the world and shadow the way different people live and experience what they experience. Kind of like that dude, Kevin MacLeod, how he went to Nairobi to the slums and lived like these people, and they told him his story. And, you know, I started watching, getting into documentaries early last year, and that inspired me to go into some sort of freelance journalism where you shadow people and things like that. That's what I want to do. Yes, I'm burping cadence. That was a good one. So if anybody has any tips on that, that would be great. I also, I was talking to Dwayne, like, all these politics and everything is just so annoying and everything, and I just, you know what I would really love to do? I want to relocate really bad. Like, I want to move to a different country. In other words, like, I would love to move to the UK or to Ireland or Scotland. But I think the first step that I would have to take doing that is visiting first, which that takes a lot of money. And I know it's possible because my nephew just moved to Poland with his girlfriend, and he's actually getting ready to get married. He's in Poland right now, and I'm so proud of him. He's came so far, and I'm going to miss him very, very much, and I'm very sad, because I wanted to try and see him one last time before he left. I'm sure my sister Carlotta is even more sad, you know, it's her son. I didn't even get a chance to call her today. I'll have to call her tomorrow. But it's almost like my mind is going in a million different directions, and, like, I'm having racing thoughts again, and, I want to get up and do this. I want to get up and do that. It's almost like I'm going manic again, and that's not good. I don't do that very often where I get really hyper, and it's like I'm focused, but I'm not focused, like, because there's so many different things I want to do. It's just doing them and knowing where to start. So I might start with YouTube and see how that goes again and talk. But I just don't want to bore anybody, you know? Like, I only got, like, 4 views on one video last year. And not to mention someone, like, totally discouraged me. And that's another reason. I'm not going to name names. But totally discouraged me and kind of, like, put me down a little bit. And I'm like, well, then I'm not going to do that. I guess I would have to organize my thoughts a lot better. I mean, when you're bipolar, you're all over the place, and I'm not on any bipolar medication right now, and I think that's part of it, and I don't want to go back on any bipolar medication, because if I can manage this, I'm going to. And then I've been getting paranoid about stupid shit again, so, I don't know, just that's what's been on my mind. Hopefully I'm not talking to anyone in circles, but I'm going to do a part 2 to this boo because this one's almost done, so I will start a new one.